In this passage, Charles Laughton denounces the mechanisms of social pressure and mental coercion, symbolized by the attitude of I see. Well, first of all, take a look at picture one. After the sermon, I see is completely under the spell. She's under the charm. She is totally manipulated by Harry Powell. And she is going to manipulate Willa. She will be a go-between. So she interferes with the storyline, and it's because of her if Powell is invited to stay for the picnic. She says, "You ain't leaving in no hurry if we can help it." Now take a look at picture two, and so this is the beginning of the picnic scene on the Sunday morning. We can see and hear a choir singing a church song, singing a hymn. And here again Harry Powell appears like a charismatic leader. The picture can be interpreted as a metaphor of the community feeling, suggesting that the group is more important than the individual. In picture three, I see and Willa are having a private conversation. And Icy is actually going to push Willa into Powell's arms. She is constantly insinuating that Willa should marry him. When she says, for example, that fellow's aching to settle down with some nice woman and make a home, a nice woman is naturally you. So here, Icy is not only a go-between, but she's also the voice of the community. She expresses the pressure of the community on Willa. When we take a look at picture four, we realize how Willa is embarrassed. It's quite visible on her face when she says, "I would love to be satisfied that Harry Powell don't think I got that money hid." We can hear that she's quite reluctant. She hesitates, she has doubts about the money, she is not totally satisfied. So in this film, Charles Laughton is actually criticizing the mechanism of social pressure, the mechanism of mental coercion, which explain the reason why Willa is going to marry Powell against her will.